Thank you. Thank you for the goodness that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, that we are able to be here as a family and to just unite together with your love. And I pray, Lord God, your anointing to be upon us all as we enter into your presence, as you are obviously here waiting for us to join with you. We pray for those who are online and pray for that same thing, wherever they're at, that you'll just bless them with your presence today in their heart of hearts. We give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. In this world of chaos and frustrations and difficulties, I thought we should start off with a little celebration song. How about that? Yes. This one goes back a few years, and you can look around. Why don't you just take a moment, look around at a few people, actually look them in the face if you can catch their face, and just say, wow, look what the Lord has done. That's supposed to be a good thing, by the way. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, my goodness. No, let's say it with a celebration, shall we? He has done great things. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm gonna praise his name. Each day is just the same. I'm gonna praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Sing it again. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness, how he set me free, I'm going to praise, 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 praise all day long, all day long. When I think of his goodness, what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness, how he set me free, I'm going to clap, 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 clap all day long, all day long. When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness, how he set me free, I'm gonna shout, 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 shout all day long, all day long. When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness, how he set me free, I'm gonna dance, 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 dance all day long, all day long. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body, he touched my mind, he saved me just in time. Oh, I'm gonna praise his name. Each day is just the same. I'm gonna praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Come on. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. One more time. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. Yes, amen. God does some pretty awesome things in our lives, doesn't he?
Yes.
It's amen. Wonderful that we can celebrate that. Hallelujah. Well, while we're doing our songs and praise and just thanking him, if you want to bring an offering anytime during the songs this morning, you're welcome to do that. We're thankful for the faithfulness of God's people. Amen. And you're welcome to put an offering in if you're part of our church. We encourage that, obviously. If you're visiting here, don't feel compelled to do that unless the Lord leads you to do so. But we're just leaving the plates up here for you to use in the next song if you'd like to do that. And this song is one that's been put out for a while. It's from the David Crowder Band. How many remember David Crowder Band? All right, quite a few of you. I don't think we're quite up to that level yet, but we're working on it. So let's give it our best try, shall we? All right. There's no space that His love can't reach. There's no place where we can't find Neverland. We'll start this over again. Sorry about that. One more time. There's no space that His love can't reach. There's no place where we can't find peace. There's no end to amazing grace. Take me in with your arms spread wide. Take me in like an orphan child. Never let go, never leave my side. I am holding on to you. I am holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I'm holding on. I am. Love like this, oh my God, to find. I am overwhelmed with the joy divine. Love like this sets our hearts on fire. I am holding on to you. I am holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I'm holding on. I am. This is my resurrection song. This is my hallelujah come. This is why it's to you I run. This is my resurrection song. This is my hallelujah come. This is why it's to you I run. There's no space that His love can't reach. There's no place where we can't find peace. There's no end to amazing holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I'm holding on. I am. I am holding on to you. I am holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I'm holding on. I am. In the middle of the storm, I'm holding on, I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you feel like you're in the middle of a storm right now. Hang on to Him. Hold on to Him dearly. Amen. Our whole country seems to be in the middle of a storm, but we can survive, and we can even excel when we trust in the Lord through all the challenges that we have. This next song is kind of unique, and when I picked this song out, I couldn't help but think about Nathan Gentry. I think this is his signature song for whatever reason. Whenever we did this at youth group, he got really excited. Oh, my favorite song! And he was always pretty excited about it. I don't know if I'm going to lead it very well, but I'm going to try. But I want you to understand something. There is a battle that's raging, and we have a great God that can bring us through. And the battle in our country and in our world seems pretty strong and crazy right now. But honestly, the greater battle is going on within. It's the battle between you and this world that's trying to influence you. You can win that battle. But in order to do that, you have to give up. Quit fighting God and let Him fight with you and for you. We need to give our lives to Him completely. Surrender to the King of Kings. Amen? And that's what this song really brings out, is that understanding of surrendering to the right thing and the right one. It's called White Flag. The battle rages on. As storm and tempest roar, we cannot win this fight. Inside our rebel hearts, we're laying down our weapons now. We raise our white flag, we surrender all to you, all for you. We raise our white flag, the war is over, love has come, your love has won. Here on this holy ground, you made a way for peace, laying your body down. You took our rightful place. This freedom song is marching on. We raise our white flag, we surrender all to you, all for you. We raise our white flag, the war is over, love has come, your love has won. We lift the cross, lift it high, 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 we lift the cross, lift it high. We raise our white flag, we surrender all to you, all for you. We raise our white flag, the war is over, love has come, your love has won. We raise our white flag, we surrender all to you, all for you. We raise our white flag, the war is over, love has come, your love has won.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Have you surrendered? If you have, this next song is definitely one that you can stand upon to stand up for him, as he stands for you. Lord, we're so thankful that we can walk with you in this journey called life. You don't leave us. You don't forsake us. You don't let us dangle out there on our own. But you give us strength. You give us courage. As you love us and fill us with your joy. We need that. I need that, Lord. The weight of this world can be overwhelming when I forget who I'm with. You're with me always. May I never forget that truth. I pray, God, that you'll just pour out your love upon your people on this special day. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
You stood before creation, eternity in your hand. You spoke the earth into motion, my soul now to stand. You stood before my failure and carried the cross for my shame. My sin weighed upon your shoulders, my soul now to stand. So what can I say? And what can I do? But offer this heart, O God, completely to you. So I walk upon salvation, your Spirit alive in me, my life to declare your promise, my soul now to stand. So what can I say? And what can I do? But offer this heart, O God, completely to you. So what can I say? So what can I say? And what can I do? But offer this heart, O God, completely to you. So I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned, in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrender. All I am is yours. I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned, in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrender. All I am is yours. Let's stand for him. I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned, in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrender. All I am is yours. So what can I say? And what can I do? But offer this heart, O God, completely to you. One more time. So what can I say? And what can I do? But offer this heart, O God, completely to you. Hallelujah. Lord God, we give you our whole hearts today, not holding back, letting you have your way in our lives, speaking to us by your Spirit, through your word, through that still small voice that we often can't hear because we're too noisy. But Lord, we quiet our spirit, our soul, to hear and to know. We're thankful, Lord, that we can trust you in all things. And I pray that we will completely surrender to you, our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. We love you so much.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not sure, but in my spirit, I just think it's possible right now. If someone might have just a word of encouragement, God has given you something. It may not be in your mind something great or something phenomenal, but I just want to give this opportunity. I feel my spirit, there's a chance that someone here has a word. Thank you, Jesus. Could you share that if that's you? Just share what it is that the Lord's laid on your heart. It might be really simple. Anyone?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We can overcome. Praise the Lord. We are overcomers according to the Word of God.
Amen.
Don't feel like you're going to fail. Know that you're going to overcome. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that encouragement. We just pray, Lord God, as we go forward in your presence, that you will speak to us very clearly. We give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you as you're seated. Amen. Well, thank you so much for coming to service today. It looks like everybody's doing an excellent job of social distancing within their rows. You guys are awesome. Thank you for doing that, making it room for everyone. We still have a spot up there. If more people come, you know, we can squeeze here and there, right? We're thankful for the blessing it is to come together in person. And, you know, it's interesting with the music that we just did. We had a lot of trouble today getting things together. I should say I had a lot of trouble. I made some mistakes. I blew it on a song and ultimately switched songs. And I was like, man, it was rough today. But I think the actual worship time went way better than the practice time. So not that it was outstanding by any means, but I'm thankful that God uses us even in our weaknesses. Amen? That we can still find ways of glorifying his holy name. We're going to just draw some attention to a few things real quickly before we go on into the rest of our service. This week, I will be out of the office. The board was so gracious a few years ago, a couple years back, maybe it was two or three, I can't remember how many now, where we were discussing vacation, and they were like, you know what, let's give Pastor an extra few days for hunting. And I just knew that was the anointing of God. It was His Holy Spirit speaking so divinely, but I accepted that offer, and this is the week that I go archery hunting, and I've been with Justin Anderson 2 years, and this will be my third year meeting up with him. We're going to a different place this time. We're actually going to go to Big Timber area up into some mountainous regions, and so I will be experiencing a new kind of elk hunt. So anyway, that's where I'll be. I might have a signal, I might not. I can't say for sure. But if you need something emergency-wise, I should be available at least part of the time during the week. But everyone else is still present here, so people are holding down the fort. So there you go. We do have a board meeting scheduled. See you at the poll is coming up, not this week, but it's the following week, I believe. And just a special time of gathering for our schools to pray around the flagpole. Want to make sure you're aware of all the details in our bulletins. The merged youth night, we're seeing those groups split into two, which is excellent for the younger and the older groups, for the middle school and everybody else. But we have merged night coming
with groups coming from the region on September 23rd. That should be fun. We're going to host a big rally here, however big it becomes. So that'll be exciting. Wise Guys is coming up already. We just had Wise Guys. Didn't we just have it? And now it's already on the calendar, on the bulletin. And, of course, Ladies' Coffee Road Trip is also planned. So those are some of the details there. We're excited about Sunday school. We started that today. And we're excited that we can come together and study God's Word together. So if you missed it this morning, and I know some of you did, you're welcome to join us next week, and we'll get that rolling. So I think that's all that I have to share. And I'm just checking to see if there's anything else going on for kids. Yeah? Something happening? I haven't heard anything specifically, but...
I'm going to tell them what we're talking about.
Oh, there you go. You need a microphone.
Do I need a microphone?
We'll give her the green one. Oh, boy. This can't be the same person from last week.
He reffed, and I think the football players really messed him up.
No, that's not what happened. Let me tell you a story. There you have that.
Yes, I refereed some football games yesterday. I was sore. But last night, I was sitting here. No, not here, but over at the house. And I started razzing the missus a little bit. I think I went a little too far. You know, those words. Now, you young guys... When she says whatever, or okay, or the one that really gets me is the one where she says, go ahead. It's not a dare. Don't do it. I'm just warning you, so I need prayer today.
No, you need a Band-Aid right there.
Probably right there.
So, we are going over the Assembly of God's 16 doctrines of what we believe. And today we will be talking about healing. So kids, let's head down.
Pray for me.
All right. I thought he was going to say the word was fine.
Oh, yes, he said that too.
Fine. How was the fine?
I think that's where the pan got.
Okay, that was fine. Good job. Yeah, those communication skills, we got to work on those, right? As the kids are being dismissed, I encourage you to turn in your Bibles to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through verse 21. Verse 14, it says, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray as we consider these words. Lord God, thank you for the promises you've given us. Thank you that we can celebrate your goodness and we can look and see what you've done, that we can find strength to stand, and that we can make all of these things of which we've already sung about part of our daily lives. It's not just a thing that we do on Sunday. It's a thing we do every waking moment. Even as we rest and as we close our eyes in sleep, we praise you with our very being. We're thankful, Lord, that you can do above and beyond all that we can even comprehend or even hope for. That promise is true. And I pray, Lord God, that as we consider these words, you will reveal yourself to us, individually, but also as a body of believers. I need your help, Lord. I need your help so I can speak your words, that I will get out of your way, that we can be inspired by your Spirit. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Exceedingly more. That's the title. I didn't have a chance to put it in your bulletin, but you can write it down if you'd like. Exceedingly more. Throughout the years, I've been involved with a variety of different things where goals and challenges were before me. I can think about my childhood and having certain goals for myself in different areas. Growing up on a farm, that creates quite a process of differences from those that grew up in the cities. I still remember one of my goals was to go out gopher hunting with my archery equipment and get 2 gophers with 1 shot. I made that a goal, and it was a goal I worked on all winter long, just couldn't wait for the opportunity to put those skills to the test. And I still remember when I actually got out there and was hunting and I ended up getting those 2 gophers with 1 shot. It was exciting, it was exhilarating, and it was also disappointing. Because I had a lot of summer left and my goal was already met. And I was thinking, I should have had a higher goal. I should have went for 3 in 1 shot. And you're all just thinking, oh, that's a horrible thing. Why would you share that, right? Well, it's just what I did. It was who I was, and that's still who I am. I have a goal to go out this week and hopefully bag an elk and bring it home and fill that freezer. It doesn't matter to me if it's a gigantic trophy, but I tell you what, if a trophy walks by, I'll be pretty excited. So that's a goal. I remember in sports, it depended on the quality of the team of what your goal might be. For some teams, it's just the goal that we're going to win a game this year. Yeah. Now, somebody else that's got the quality of athletes that's put together, and you know you got a chance to make a run all the way to state. Well, if all your goal is simply to win a game, that's pretty disappointing. But if you have that goal to go to state and actually win, you're going to do all that you can to make those efforts to put it into place and see it happen. When it comes to our spiritual lives, I think that's where we fall short. We often limit our goal seeking to the norm, the casual, to the obvious. And we don't really step out in faith and stretch our vision for what God can do. The things of our world become impacting in our lives, and I can't tell you how many times in discussing things with different people that have called in for whatever reason, for ministry support or possibly expanding our vision for outreach with a new way, I've had to discuss the impact of COVID-19. Because I did not expect to have these problems going into the year 2020. Nobody planned on this. Nobody perceived that we would have to close our doors and do online only. Nobody anticipated that we would go to 2 services in order to allow for the social distancing that was required. And here we are today still struggling through those parameters of what we can or cannot do. And so our vision of what we can do in ministry is limited, at least it is in my mind, when I only think in human terms. When we turn our eyes away from the Lord, discouragement is sure to come. And we limit what we think is possible. We might become distracted from the big picture, not realizing that God is in it. And God has the ultimate plan for our lives. We just can't see it because All we can see is the distractions and the hurdles and the difficulties. We find ourselves struggling just to keep our heads above the water. But I'm here to challenge you to stay true to the Lord in every way. To surrender completely to Him. Because I believe He's got some great things planned for you. He has some great things planned for me. And He has great things planned for us as a family of believers. How great are those things? Well, they're beyond my comprehension. They're more than I could ever hope or imagine. That's what the Word of God declares. But what do? I sit down with my pencil and paper or pen and computer and I work out what's possible according to my mind. And I forget. I have to be careful that I don't take God out of the equation. As we walk with God, we find His fullness, the fullness of God in your life and my life, as we grow in faith. And when you put your whole heart into it, when I put my whole heart into that relationship with the Lord, find His fullness and His strength, we begin seeing what He can do that is above and beyond. I've been challenging you the last few weeks with vision. Vision 2020 and beyond was a challenging word. I began to lay out some of the specific things that God's laid on my heart as your pastor, as your shepherd, and some of those things seem ridiculously difficult. And I agree. Without God, it's impossible. We had a wonderful fellowship, by the way, with our friends, our family from Weibo. We had a picnic gathering just because, and it was great. It was wonderful just to connect with other family believers. And I pray that we continue to expand on that, not just with one specific group of Christians and believers, but why can't we do more of that with all believers? Amen? Why can't we expand those opportunities and go farther than we ever thought was possible with just connecting in fellowship? What could we accomplish in this community if all believers got together for one cause? What could we do for the kingdom of God and the lost of our world and the friends and the families and the neighbors that have not yet come to know Him in a personal way? What could we do as believers together? And here we are often finding ourselves beating our heads against a wall just by ourselves when we could do so much more with everyone. That's what God's placed on my heart. And I've challenged you with it. And then last week, I gave you a break and only talked about Jonah. That was a sarcastic comment, by the way. If there was a harsh, difficult, in-the-face preaching that I've done in this year, it's that one right there. If you haven't heard it yet, go back and listen to it. And then, I'm sorry, but it's in the face. It's challenging. I needed to hear it. You needed to hear it. Why? Because we limit what God can do. We don't think He's able. We honestly don't. If we really thought He was able to do far more and exceedingly above what we would hope or even ask, then we would actually step out in faith instead of holding back and trying to put it on paper and seeing the logistics of how it can happen. Exceedingly more is the challenge. What can God do? Whatever your answer is, He can do more than that. Whatever you say, He can do more than that. There are people that you know that you can't imagine they would ever come to faith in Jesus Christ. You just can't comprehend that they would ever submit to Him and become a brother or a sister in Christ. That there's no way that they would ever submit to the authority of God and accept His love and His joy and His peace and surrender their lives as you have. And yet I say He can do more than that. Yes, he can save that soul, that one that you think will never turn. He can and he will. And he can do more. I don't know who the more was, or and he will. When I said that, that wasn't my plan to say those words. That was not me saying those words. Somebody needs to receive that. Because someone in this place knows a person that's going to be saved, and you can't think it's possible. I don't know who that was meant for. Receive it. Trust him. He can do it. Number one, God will strengthen your inner man. In verse 16 of the text, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. You feel like you're weak? Well, guess what? He can strengthen you. He can give you strength beyond what you ever thought was possible. Look with me to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comprehension. What's this light affliction? Well, let's call it 2020. 2020 is a great year. It's just phenomenal. It's wonderful. It's full of all kinds of wonderful struggles and testings of faith. Amen? Did you know that the harder you work out, the stronger you become? In order for you to build muscle in a weight program, you actually have to tear some muscle up. It has to bleed a little on the inside, and then it recovers and builds and grows more muscle. I feel like we're really in a great workout plan. We're being stretched and challenged. It's just a temporary thing. This momentary affliction, this thing we call 2020, is going to prepare us. Verse 18, as we look at not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient or temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. When natural strength ceases to exist, your spiritual strength will be replenished by the constant renewing of your inner man. You will be renewed day by day. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, most of us really appreciate the vision of the eagles aspect. One thing I was a little disappointed in when I was going through my training about translations, it came to my attention that the word eagle could be a vulture. And I'm like, well, that's just not nearly as exciting and beautiful, you know, the soaring vulture. But if you understand the concept of what's being said, you know that vultures hardly move their wings. All they do is ride the currents and the heat waves of the deserts and the wilderness. They literally put out like zero energy just to stay in the air. And you shall mount as wings like vultures. Where you hardly have to work at it because of the power and the authority of Christ in you. That's a beautiful picture when you realize the power of God is the one that gives you strength. Don't rely upon your own strength. You compare that to a coot trying to take off from a pond. Mudheads. You guys know what coots are? You're all looking at me like, the little black thing that thinks it's a duck. All right. They're going. Finally they take off. Sometimes that's what we do as Christians. Oh, come on, I got to get this thing flying. And God's like, hey, just trust me. I'll keep you floating. I'll keep you in the air. That is not in my notes. I just want you to know that. Have faith in God, not in self. This is hard, guys. Ladies, I might give you a break. I think you do this well. Most of the time. But for whatever reason, guys, we struggle. We think we can do it. We think we have the intelligence. We think we have the strength. We have all that we need. Let's go get this thing. Let's go get her done. And we have this mindset that we are the ones that have the strength. We are the ones that have the plan. And we're going to go out and we're going to wrestle it down. We're going to make it happen. We're going to force this thing to become. And we forget that it's not our strength that accomplishes the will of God. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 through verse 11. For we do not want you to be unaware, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death. But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. You also must help us by prayer, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. Why did these troubles come? Why did the suffering take place? They needed to realize it was God, not them. So that they would rely not on themselves to accomplish what was before them, but to rely upon God. Which God? The one who is so wonderful and powerful that even he can raise the dead. Sometimes we face the impossible so that we can see God's miracle. What's the impossible that God has given you? And you just cannot imagine. You cannot see it. And yet, as it comes to pass, you will recognize and know this was definitely not just a haphazard accident thing. This was a powerful miracle of God that accomplished this today. God is in the business of doing miracles. The hard part is recognizing that the greatest miracles happen when we're going through the greatest challenges. What challenges are you facing today that will reveal the miracle of God? In your own strength and your own wisdom, you will fail, but in His strength and His wisdom, you will see success. A passage of Scripture that goes right along with this, Proverbs chapter 3, one that you've all heard before. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6. Trust in the Lord with all your what? Heart. Well, that's just plain dumb. Trust in the Lord with your heart. Shouldn't that be with your mind? Isn't your mind what's in control here? Your mind that makes decisions? Your mind that's... Yes, that's the problem. You think it can't happen. You think you have strength. You think he's not able. So stop thinking about all these distractions and hurdles and begin to recognize the passion of your heart. His Spirit is with you. He's leading you. Trust your heart. If you have the heart of God, you can trust it. Your mind will say, stop, no, it can't happen, and your mind is getting in the way. Now, I'm not saying be foolish and insensible, but you sometimes have to just park the brain for a few minutes and trust what God is saying in your spirit. What did you say, Lord? You said, what? So you must trust Him with your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. I like the old King James where it says, and he will direct your path. He will lead you on the right path. Well, this doesn't make any sense at all, Lord. Yep, let's go do that. Really, Lord? I mean, you want me to walk where? You want me to move to Montana? Right? Picking on my kids here. Yep, we're going to get her done. Well, that makes no sense at all. Good. Because every time you do things that make sense, it distracts from the miracle God wants to perform. Now, that doesn't mean that God is the God of disorder. We just talked about it in Sunday school. He is the God of order. He created this world with order. We have such a thing as gravity that keeps us from flying off the face of the earth. Isn't that nice? How does that even happen? Well, the earth is spinning. It's rotating. It's causing this gravity to pull. If it were to spin a little faster, you'd be a little heavier. Everybody say, thank the Lord, the earth is slowing down. And it is. It's actually getting slower. That the weight that is being pulled from gravity is less today than it was 100 years ago. It's a proven fact. Have you ever wondered why people can run faster and jump higher and jump further? Well, it's not because we're excelling and becoming more evolved. It's because the restrictions are less. But don't let that science mess you up too much, right? God is the God of order. He puts things together wonderfully, beautifully made. But there are times where the order of our world suddenly becomes a distraction from the greatness of God. And he says to you, you need to speak to this person about the love you have for God. They need to hear about your faith. And you're like, well, they don't want to hear me talk about God. They definitely don't want to hear me talk about Jesus. I'm not going to do that. And you limit the possible miracle that's about to be performed. Because your mind has made itself up. Don't trust your mind, trust your heart. You're wanting me to go and pray for that person that's sitting over there in Runnings that's struggling with a physical ailment? You want me to pray for them right here in Runnings? I mean, that's just out of this world. That's not right. No. We got to call a prayer meeting. We have to gather the elders. We got to get out some oil. We got to have a fellowship. We can't just do that here in Runnings. Really? Where did Jesus do all of his miracles? On the streets. In the public forums. If Jesus was here today performing miracles, I got news for you. They wouldn't happen here. They'd happen out there. I don't think you guys liked that. I'm sorry. That's not where the miracles were performed. They didn't happen in the synagogues. He talked about them in the synagogues, but they happened in homes. They happened on the streets, at the gates of the city, where the judgments were being held. And the poor were allowed to have their place. Well, maybe that's where we should have the prayer meetings. Amen? Have faith in God, not in yourself. Trust him to lead you. God will supply all your needs. Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. I really don't like this verse that much, just telling you. I'll explain. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Now, those words were written a long, long time ago, when the church was just getting established. Somewhere along the way, one of the scribes who was making a copy of the letter decided, we don't want people to be messed up on this issue. Let's make sure they understand. who we're speaking of. And so they did put the word Christ in there. And I think that's good. So you might have a translation that actually refers to Christ in this. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. How many remember that growing up? You might have it in your Bible right now. That's good. I just want to encourage you that that word Christ was added. And I'm okay with that. Because I don't have any confusion about who we're speaking of. The problem I have with this passage isn't the truth. It's the truth. What do you mean I can do all things? What does that really refer to? Well, it means that I can be absolutely poor and hungry and hardly able to survive on what I have in my own possessions. I'm starving. But I can do that because Christ gives me strength. I know what it is to be in want, to lack the things of this world. I can do that because Christ gives me strength. Hallelujah. Or I can handle riches. I can handle the blessings. It doesn't go to my head. I don't take advantage of God when I have all of the things of this world, but I use those things for the glory of God. I can have much, and I can live for Christ. He helps me. Through Christ, I can be with, and I can be without. I kind of like the with one, right? I kind of like that one, that God can give me blessings and I'm okay. I handle it well, like a good steward of God. I can do the things that I would like to do to help the kingdom with the blessings of finances and things. I don't know if I really appreciate the one where it says I don't have the stuff, where I lack the things that make life easy. Well, if you want to verify it, you can back up and read a few verses there. He knows what it is to be in want. He knows what it is to have much. And he can do all things through Christ because it is he who gives him strength. Verse 19 of that same chapter, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." In other words, I can live in 2020 and serve Christ. I can live in the age of the COVID-19. I can live in the times where there's racial unrest. And I can bring Christ into every situation and love as he loves. I don't know why the world seems to be going into the extreme of chaos right now, other than that these are the end days. I can live in these end days when it seems like chaos is dominating the news. Because he gives me strength. Amen. The part I don't really like about it is that we can be sure we will experience both. You will have those blessings, and then you will have those struggles. I can live with sickness and disease. Through him who gives me strength. I can live with good health. Through him who gives me strength. I can live when I lose a loved one. Tragically. Through him who gives me strength. I can live when God protects my loved one from harm. Through him who gives me strength. I can do all things. God will supply your needs. The last passage of Scripture I'd like to show you is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through verse 16. As it is written, "No eye has seen, no ear heard, no heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Do you love God today? I pray that you do. If you truly do love him, this passage is one you need to just ingrain in your soul and your spirit. What is it saying? It's saying that you cannot even see what he's got planned for you. It's beyond your ability to put it into a vision. It's beyond what you can even imagine what God has prepared for you. Why? Because you love him, and that's his promise. Verse 10, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit teaches everything, even the depths of God. Who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Do you know what God is thinking? Sometimes you do when he tells you what he's thinking. But don't assume you know what he's thinking. Amen? I've done that before. Oh, I know where you're going with this one, God. Urch! Nope. That's not where we're going. You got ahead of me again. Stop it. Trust me, I will lead. You follow. We've not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. What does that mean? Don't expect the world to get you. Don't expect the lost to understand you. Quit trying to make them understand you. They're not going to. You are different. Your spirit is being led by the Spirit of God. They will not understand. Don't put that on them. Love them. Lead them. Share with them. You'll allow for the word of God to be revealed to them, but don't expect them to be like you. They're not. You were not like you before you got saved. You were way different. Trust me. But you have received the Spirit of God, and now you are no longer spiritually discerned. You are no longer blind. You have vision. Verse 15, the spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. In other words, the world cannot judge you. God is the one who will judge you. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. You are a unique person as one who has received Christ as your Savior. You have the Spirit of God within you. You are being led by his wisdom and his knowledge and his understanding of things to come. And you are venturing in faith, knowing that you cannot even imagine what he has in store. And it's exciting. It's one of the things that I get excited about. It's the great adventure called life. You have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. No idea. You think you do, right? You think you know what tomorrow is going to be. It's not. It's not. It's going to be different than what you planned. Now, there are some things that are going to be just like you thought they would be. You're going to go to work. You're going to do the thing, whatever the thing is, and you're going to have a day at work. But it's within that day at work that the awesome happens. And sometimes the tragedy. But you can do it. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. How much is that? It's exceedingly more. More than you thought. Don't limit yourself. Because in doing so, you're limiting God. We have received the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. God can do more in you than you can even ask or imagine. If you believe that, I believe you're going to see the miraculous become your new normal. Would you stand with me as we close? Last week we talked about Jonah and how he ran from God. He didn't want to do the will. I don't know if Jonah ever did repent. I don't know if he'll be in heaven. I really don't know. I hope he's there. I really do. I want to sit down with him and say, hey, man, I kind of get where you're coming from there. But really, wow. Like, wow. That was terrible what you did. What changed your heart? I want to know that story. I hope when I get there, I don't say, hey, anybody seen Jonah? I'd really love to chat with that guy. Oh, Jonah? Jonah who? Yeah, we have a few Jonas, but not that Jonah. I don't want that to be the story. But I don't know what the result was. Nobody does. It was a hard word. And so coming back today, I hope that what you find is, while there was a hardness to that challenge, there is the glimmer of hope, the silver lining, if you will, that you can do more than you think you can. You can see the miraculous every day when you trust Him. The greatest miracle of all, by the way, is when one repents and comes to faith. There's nothing greater than that. I've seen cancer healed, completely eradicated from the body, completely annihilated and gone, as if there's never been cancer. I've seen that. It happened in such a very nonchalant way, too. That's a pretty cool miracle. But nothing compared to someone getting saved. Don't limit God. That's for you as an individual, but it's for us as a church. We need to know we can count on Him. If He has given us a vision and He's leading us by His Spirit, let's not hold back. Let's let it be as He has said, exceedingly more. Lord God, we're thankful that we can trust You in all things. We're thankful that we can find strength in our inner being because of Your Spirit who is with us. We're thankful, Lord, that we can live for You and not ourselves. Open our hearts to You, and our understanding will follow as You lead us. Trusting in You with our hearts is the wisest thing we could do. Knowing that You will supply all that we need to see the things that You've planned fulfilled. I don't want to limit You, Lord. Sometimes I do that. I look at the budget. I look at the numbers of people. I look at the help. And then I question. Forgive me for that. I want to trust Your Spirit in all things and believe for the miraculous. I pray, God, Your anointing to be upon us all as we go from this place, seeking Your vision, knowing that You have a plan. It's more than we think, more than we can imagine, more than we even hope for. What an awesome truth that is. I pray that all will receive that and go out with strength and courage. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.